This is Stand Up and Speak Up with your host, Walt Grassel, here on Radio Star Worldwide. Do you have unfulfilled dreams? Are your fears keeping you from leading a more fulfilling life? Well, coming up on Walt Grassel's Stand Up and Speak Up, you'll hear real stories of people who have faced their fears and are now living their dreams. You'll learn how small steps can lead to big successes. Host Walt Grassel was terrified of any form of public speaking, and now is doing stand-up. You can too. This is Stand Up and Speak Up, here on Radio Star Worldwide. Now, here's your host, Walt Grassel.
Welcome to Stand Up and Speak Up. I am your host, Walt Grassel. And before I bring on today's guest, Dr. Mamiko Odegaard, to talk about learning how to overcome self-sabotage, I want to talk about self-sabotage. I am not proud to admit that one of my problems early on my journey to overcome stage fright was that I tended to sabotage myself. And with hindsight, for example, when I would have a speech to give, I didn't practice ahead of time, or I didn't practice nearly enough. When I realized I needed to speak more often and I started competing in Toastmaster contests in order to give the same speech over and over and get that practice, I did practice a little bit, but I would always wait till the last minute. And I think part of that is that I knew that if I won the speech contest at my club of 15 to 20 people, that I would then go on to an area contest with 40 to 50 people. And if I won there, I'd go on to a division contest with 100 to 150 people. And if I won there, I'd have to go and speak in front of 300 people at the district conference. And that was frightening. So I think part of the reason I procrastinated and didn't do good enough was a form of self-sabotage. And I hope that during today's interview, the reasons behind my behavior will become more clear. So with that, I'd like to welcome to Stand Up and Speak Up, Dr. Mamiko Odegaard, who's in studio. Good morning, Dr. Mamiko.
Good morning, Walt. Thank you for having me over here.
Thank you for agreeing to be on the show and sharing your wisdom. One of the things I like to do, instead of reading a canned bio that really doesn't do justice to my guest's story, I'd like you to introduce yourself and tell us who you are and kind of your story on how you got to where you are today.
Sure, I'd love to do that. And thanks for the opportunity to let me share my story, because this is the first step that I want all of your listeners to know, is that it's important to connect with your audience when whatever medium you're using, whether it's radio, TV, or on the live stage. You really want to be able to tell your story. So thanks, Walt, for letting me do that. And really, that whole inspiration and the passion that I have about being your best self and having self-esteem and not having that anxiety and the second doubts really come from my experiences. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that. And what happened is that when I was 7 years of age, then I came from Japan to the U.S. And this was certainly a big shock for me. And in that sense, I really felt very different, because in fact I was different. I looked different, I sounded different, I didn't know how to read or write or even speak the language very well. And so as a result, we use this term bullying now, but that's exactly what happened, is that people made fun of me, teased me, and so I really became self-conscious and ashamed for the very first time of my appearance and my ethnicity. And so what happened then is that I want people to know that we all have experiences where we feel somehow shamed. And we don't have to do anything wrong to be shamed, but instead it's that feeling of inadequacy, feeling less than, and certainly feeling different. So we feel somehow inferior to another person. And then whenever we do, then it sets us up in this whole negative sabotage, as you say, Walt, of really trying to like compensate for that by being a people pleaser or trying to do so much for others to really get them to like us and accept us, because obviously I wanted to do that. And what I did was, from that early point on, I did want to be accepted and liked. And so I made conscious choices so that I would fit in and that I would create the connections with people that I really wanted. And so one of the things that I did very early on was to make conscious choices. And that was the start of my path into personal development and later on into the years of studying to be a therapist and then a psychologist and now a life and executive coach. And so it, where you start is really important. And there are several layers that I want you to know that I started out with shame. And one of those was that whole thing about looking different so that I became that banana, the yellow on the outside but white on the inside. And then when I my dad was in the service at that time, and he was a low-ranking military person. And so one of the things that as I became older, I began to be aware more of social classes. And that really struck home with me when I was in the fourth grade, because a lot of things started changing for me there. One, academically, things got harder. And two, I actually lived right next door in a two-story apartment, and it was exactly next door to my elementary school. And that situation was very humiliating for me because my friends lived in beautiful homes, their parents were professionals, or their mothers at that time were oftentimes homemakers. And instead, we were living in a one-bedroom apartment where we shared a common bathroom at the end of the hall with other tenants there. And so I actually was either sleeping on the sofa or I was sleeping in the same bed with my parents. And so, you know, right away, I began to, again, intensify those feelings about being different and feeling inadequate. And that comes about whether you're a speaker or in some other ways, whenever you begin to compare yourself with another, then, you know, for sure, you're going to feel inadequate and less than, because there's always someone that's smarter, that's more gifted, more, you know, can think at the top of their heads, and you think, wow, if only I could be like that. And so I just want you to know that that's kind of a brief aspect, although what's really interesting is that as I became older, then what happened is that I really became a master at developing relationships, deep relationships and friendships very quickly. And so that really served me well in terms of being popular and being fully accepted by my friends, my peers. But then when I was older, dating was a whole nother thing, because even though my peers accepted me and I had great boyfriends, then guess what? Their parents would kind of frown, or they would, you know, it was kind of like I wasn't quite good enough for their son because my dad was not a professional and we were not having the lifestyle that they were having. And so, you know, the thing that I want you all to know is that we can't control other people, but what we can do is we can control ourselves and we can take charge right then. And that's what I did, is I used my best manners. I learned how to really engage in conversations, whether it was with my peers or whether it was with their parents or others. And slowly, those sorts of relationships became warmer and more accepting as well. And so there's so much hope for all of us that if we look at truly what's underneath as to what causes us to feel different or feel inadequate in some way, then we don't have to live with those feelings. We can really change, because it's not where you start or even where you are, but it's really how and where you can end up.
Wow, that's very powerful. There's so much there, and it's all very relatable to me. Just briefly, I mean, I can relate to the awkwardness of realizing that I'm not like everybody else. And it wasn't until it's almost like in life you come full circle, and now the fact that I'm different and I have a unique story, that there's power in that. So it's almost like you go through a cycle, right? You're afraid to show your uniqueness and you think it's something bad, but as you develop, you realize that we're all different And that's what makes the world go round.
And that's exactly right. That's absolutely right, because, you know, as we get older and we begin to become more comfortable with ourselves, and that's really accepting and loving the person within us, then, you know, we can really let our true selves out and just be honest and about how we feel and what we want and dress the way we want. And even my name, Mamiko, you know, I was very self-conscious about that. And now it's like, well, you know, there are not too many Mamikos in this world. And so, as you say, well, with yourself, that whole experience and being different in some way can now work to your advantage. And that's where we each have our own preciousness and the gifts that we hold within.
Yeah, that is amazing. And to hear you talk about that and just to connect with that's very powerful. One of the things I like to do, and it's kind of a token question, I like to get it out of the way, is to talk to you about stage fright, performance anxiety, either talking, you know, one-on-one to people, some, you know, a form of shyness, or getting up in front of audiences and speaking. Have you ever experienced that? And if so, could you share those experiences with us?
I'd be happy to. Well, luckily, or I should say, you know, I'm really blessed that I have not been having any sort of stage fright. And that's because, you know, one of the choices that I made was not to be the wallflower. Because remember, being self-conscious about my appearance, I had a choice of either kind of blending in and not being noticed so that I wouldn't get picked on, or the other is to be noticed and to be colorful, whether I could do that with my personality, my smile, engaging people in it, being funny, having a good sense of humor, and being a ham in some ways of wanting to show off my dancing or something like that, and being playful. And so that's one of the things that I have not experienced, but I love to be able to share with your readers, or excuse me, your audience, as to how they can really use that and know that the anxiety that they feel is totally natural, totally normal, and I'd love to be able to go into more detail about it.
All right. We're coming up on our first break, and why don't we just take the break early, and then when we come back, you can share some insights to help people deal with that stage fright and anxiety. Does that sound good?
Fabulous.
All right. This is Walt Grassel with Dr. Mamiko Odegaard on Stand Up and Speak Up on the Radio Star Worldwide Network. We'll be right back.
Fears and living your dream. That's what this show is all about. It's Stand Up and Speak Up with Walt Grassel. And we'll be back with more after these on Radio Star Worldwide. If you are a family historian passionate about preserving and sharing family films and stories, a filmmaker wanting to move analog, legacy, or found footage into a digital project or documentary, a genealogy buff, memory keeper, or archivist, this show is for you. The Home Movie Legacy Project. Rhonda's passion for home movies and independent filmmaking stems from running Pro 8mm, based in Burbank, known as the Super 8 experts for production and legacy footage for over 30 years. They have worked on thousands of projects for moguls and the masses, including Hollywood blockbusters such as Argo, Super 8, and JFK, TV shows, music videos, commercials, and the personal family film legacy of the world's most famous faces, industry icons, award-winning documentaries, and archival footage for the presidential libraries and museums. Each show will focus on compelling interviews with people who are telling their personal stories using home movies as a jumping-off point, sharing what was discovered, or what was challenged, or what was confirmed. Expert guests will share best practices to organize, digitize, socialize, and even monetize your old media formats and cutting-edge ways to bring them back into your digital life. And don't miss the weekly Tech Talk segment featuring Phil Vigent, the other half of the Pro 8mm story. Learn insider industry secrets of how to become head of your own studio. Don't miss the Home Movie Legacy Project, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Radio Star Worldwide.
We see it every day on TV. Real or fictionalized stories of people who have been abused. Many abuse survivors relate to those stories and think they have to suffer in silence. But there is an answer. The International Child Advocacy Network, YesICan.org, provides online facilitated chat rooms for child abuse and domestic violence survivors. YesICan.org, the sole provider of these online services, stands ready to help break the silence and cycle of abuse in your life. Go to YesICan.org for more information. YesICan.org, working worldwide to break the silence and cycle of abuse. Welcome back to Stand Up and Speak Up with Walt Grassel, here on Radio Star Worldwide. The whole purpose of the show is to inspire you to face your fears, because when you do, you open a whole new world of incredible opportunities. And Walt Grassel should know. He took the first steps by joining Toastmasters in 2006. While still struggling, he slayed an even bigger fear and tried stand-up comedy. Now get ready to learn how you can face your fears and change your life. It's Stand Up and Speak Up. And here again is your host, Walt Grassel.
Welcome back to Stand Up and Speak Up. I am your host, Walt Grassel, and you can find me online at waltgrassel.com. And I'm here today with Dr. Mimiko Odegaard. And before the break, we were talking with Dr. Mimiko about stage fright, and she happens to be one of the lucky 25% who doesn't suffer from stage fright. However, she does have some knowledge and expertise and some tips for us who deal with stage fright. So Dr. Mimiko, please share with us your thoughts on, and how we can better deal with that performance anxiety.
Thanks, Walt. You know, what I want all of you to realize is that instead of just jumping into the solutions, you have to really look at what is happening within you as to what's causing you to not have the results that you want so much for you to be that effective, dynamic speaker. And so one of the things that I want everybody here is to have a definition of self-sabotage as to the way that I conceive it. And the way I look at self-sabotage is really just the fact that all throughout the day, we can make moment-to-moment decisions. And these can be conscious or they can be unconscious. And these are the decisions that lead to self-defeat, to regret, to frustration, to anger, to low self-esteem, you know, and even feelings of failure and just feeling trapped and stuck. And so self-sabotage is anything that can be chronic or it can become automatic in the ways that we respond where we don't get the type of results that we want. And the reason I wanted to clarify that is that so often we have assumptions. And that's one of the things that I want people to know is to really just check it out. You know, don't ever assume that the way that you're talking or when you use words like self-sabotage, that people know what that is, you know, because oftentimes we don't. And so it really is both a conscious and unconscious process where it takes us further and further away from what we want and from our goals. And so that's kind of the first step in terms of you becoming an effective speaker or whatever it is that you want in your life, is to really begin to do a personal inventory of what it is that is getting you down and just blocking your progress. So just as an example, you know, one of the things that is really powerful is our brain. And our brain doesn't know the difference between fantasy and reality. Our brains only know the messages that we're feeding it. And so it's really important to be really clear, because when you are getting up on that stage, and if you're so focused on getting that approval that you've got to just be perfect, you've got to nail it, and it's not just giving your presentation. Maybe you have such high expectations that are unreachable of yourself that you've got to wow and you've got to rock the audience. Then, you know, you're really putting pressure on yourself that you've got to deliver exactly the right message at the right time and that you've got to be perfect in every way. And so when you're thinking about that and you're feeling like you're scared and you're fraud, you know, then you start feeling overwhelmed. And guess what? Your mind gets completely blocked. And that's when you just become that dry mouth sensation. Your body freezes up, your eyes dart, and you start scanning the audience, and your heart rate just thump, 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 thump. And so that's all you can begin to focus on are your physical symptoms, and the physical symptoms drive those mental thoughts about self-defeat and about how anxious you are and how you must be appearing to the audience. And so what I want you to know is that that's one of the first steps, is to really just figure out what, you know, are you saying to yourself? What are the exact thoughts? And really just write them down so that you're really clear on what it is that is blocking you and preventing you. And sometimes, well, many times, it's the thoughts, which is really two different things, because that's the moment-by-moment thing. And then the other part of it is the long-standing beliefs that we hold, because when we hold beliefs, those go back within our families of origin, the families that we grew up in, and even generations. And those are things like, oh, you know, you'll never amount to anything. You know, so who are you to be standing up in front of an audience sharing your message and being bold? Or other things like, don't beat your chest. You know, you've got to be humble. People don't like show-offs. And so it's really important to integrate and to know both the beliefs that you're carrying as well as the moment-by-moment messages. So that's kind of the first step in terms of really knowing who you are so that you don't get so panicky. Because think about this. You know, we've all seen that image of the student who's sitting down in his seat and he's raising his hand, and then there's a little circle above his head that says, my brain is full, my brain is full, may I be excused? And that's exactly the way our brains are, is that we can only take so much space, and it's important to focus on the moment. And that's the second key, is that instead of how are you going to appear, then it's important to focus. And this is part of my secret as to why I haven't gotten stage fright, is because I really focus on what it is that I'm saying. And so as I'm saying it, I can really gauge the reactions of my audience. And as the first words come out, then I already feel relaxed because I'm really focused on the message that I'm putting out, as opposed to all these extraneous thoughts. So do I have anxiety before a presentation? You bet I do. And it's really great, because it's just like when I'm talking to you now, that little bit of anxiety is just perfectly normal. It's natural. And it's your best friend, because then that way your mind works faster, better, you're more alert. You know, and you just respond with so much more energy that you're with it. And so that's where I want you to know that, you know, let that anxiety work for you. And if you look at studies that have been done on anxiety and performance, and the performance, I define that as the way we show up in every aspect of our lives, then the performance is better when there's some amount of anxiety that's there. And so, you know, really, that anxiety is a natural part of you. It's something that you want to totally embrace and to know that that's one of your best friends, and that it's there to help you. The other thing, too, is that you, Walt, said that you sabotaged yourself unknowingly in a couple of different ways. And I'd like to address that, because I think that's really interesting for the whole audience to really know you, for you to know yourself, and for them to know about themselves better. And that is, you said, you know, that you didn't practice enough. And yes, that's one part of it, practicing. And even if you have to write down your presentations at the beginning or to have some sort of outline, that's perfectly great, because then you're organizing your mind and you'll have that. You'll have that visual imagery of that outline when you go and speak. And the other thing, too, is that you said you started getting into these contests, and yet you're waiting till the last minute, and again, sabotaging yourself with procrastination and just waiting, because at the bottom of all that was the fear that each time you were successful, you were going to go into another level of competition. And so guess what? We think that we're all afraid of failure, but we are just as much afraid of true success. And so when you really look at what it is that you want and the whys, you know, why are you wanting that? And is it for the right reasons that you want to be a speaker or you want to stand out? then that not only feeds your passion, but it helps you to stay calmer, to stay focused, and to be in the moment so that you can really just shine. Some other ideas that are great techniques is to really just learn a number of ways to just balance yourself. And you had a speaker on last week, Angel Marie Shines, and she's just great. And one of the things is she said, shine on, shine on. Well, you know, that is really great, because anything that you can say or think to yourself to change up your energy is really great. And what I love is gratitude and feelings of affection that come out, because that instantly raises your vibrational energy. And so one of the things that I think to myself is, thank you, God, for this opportunity. You know, I am so excited. I love my life. And when you begin to think about how you love your life and how you're being blessed, you know, your energy just goes up. And how can you then go on the stage and not have that glow within you about how excited you are to be there and to face your audience? So, you know, those are some ways to really just get in there and to feel more and more comfortable about speaking in public. And one of the things that I mentioned too is about God. And, you know, I mentioned this because that can be a powerful ally for anyone who's really faith-based. But if you're not, then I want you to know that you can call on the Spirit and have other ways, whether it's meditation, looking at nature, playing music, that are really very spiritual and very soothing, so that it's about you finding your own way as to how you find comfort and peace. So believe it or not, I'll share a little secret that I do personally, is that one of the things that I do is I do lap swimming almost every single day. And that is really my time to just let my mind go blank. And it's my time of meditation. And it's also my time of prayer and just to express gratitude and to ask God for help. And during that time that I'm swimming, and it is a half hour, 45 minutes, or whatever the time might be, it's the most peaceful time for me. And it's also the most inspiring, where I get the best thoughts. And it's like, how many of us really take that time to really sit in silence? We don't do that. But what I want you to know is that we can steal little minutes throughout the day when we're exercising, when we're taking a walk, when we're just the few minutes before we fall asleep and we allow ourselves that tranquility, or we're doing some yoga, that, you know, it's really about accessing the gifts that are within and the gifts that are out there in the universe for us. And it's all around us.
Those are some powerful things. Everything you've said in this segment, I was like relating to the, like when I would speak, I would like almost listen to myself because I wanted to hear how I was being judged, and it was hard to keep a train of thought. And the idea of focusing on the audience and turning it into a conversation, and you know, through their eyes and body language, you get feedback, and that helps you be in the moment and not be nervous. And this last thing that you just mentioned about finding times, that quiet time, like when you first wake up but don't get out of bed, or right before you fall asleep, or when you're taking a walk, or listening to music, or in the shower, and how thoughts just pop out of your subconscious, or how you can find that peace to get in touch with yourself is very powerful. And we'll pick this up on the other side. This is Walt Grassel with Dr. Mimiko Odegaard on Stand Up and Speak Up on the Radio Star Worldwide Network. And we'll be right back.
Conquering your fears and living your dream. That's what this show is all about. It's Stand Up and Speak Up with Walt Grassel. And we'll be back with more after these on Radio Star Worldwide.
Hi, it's Blade, and I host a show right here on the Star Worldwide Networks, As an at least 30-year radio veteran, I have a tale or two to tell, and I've talked to them all.
Radio personality.
Now that's just nasty.
But I can't hear you, though, because the music is so loud.
You'll enjoy the show. It's weekly on Fridays Live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can catch all the shows on Star Worldwide at any time on demand.
All day, every day.
And hey, if you'd like to do your own show, give us a call or email, and we'll give you your own show. You'll be free to do whatever you want.
Why are people against the LGBT community?
We'll provide the internet bandwidth, the website for your show, and the studio.
It's very intense, very surreal.
This is the future.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to...
Guys getting hits and jogging down
the... And with an eye to the future.
And you can do the show from anywhere in the world at any time.
Don Cromwell Live. Here it is, a beautiful Tuesday evening here in L.A.
Join on. It's the new frontier.
It's a new frontier.
It's awesome. The Star Worldwide Networks.
How many times have you heard this?
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Hey, you are what you eat.
I've tried every diet.
Diets don't work.
It's time to stop this kind of madness and start thinking and feeling empowered to change your health. Tune into The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Join us weekly for thought-provoking conversation. World-renowned experts in the food, medical, holistic, sports medicine, chiropractic, and naturopathic health sciences. The Raw Truth airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on RadioStarWorldwide.com. Welcome back to Stand Up and Speak Up with Walt Grassel here on Radio Star Worldwide. The whole purpose of the show is to inspire you to face your fears, because when you do, you open a whole new world of incredible opportunities. And Walt Grassel should know. He took the first steps by joining Toastmasters in 2006. While still struggling, he slayed an even bigger fear and tried stand-up comedy. Now get ready to learn how you can face your fears and change your life. It's Stand Up and Speak Up. And here again is your host, Walt Grassel.
Welcome back to Stand Up and Speak Up. I am your host, Walt Grassel. And I'm here today with Dr. Mimiko Odegaard. And you can find Dr. Mimiko online at drmimiko.com. That's drmimiko.com. And in the last segment, we were talking about stage fright and self-sabotage. And if you don't have any further thoughts on that, Dr. Mimiko, I'd like you to talk about your book, which you're actually launching today, called Overcoming Self-Sabotage. So please tell us about your book.
Oh, well, thanks for that opportunity to do that. Well, I am so excited where my book is sold on Amazon, both in print and in Kindle, and there's a special that if you go and purchase it today for $9.97, believe it or not, then you can get the Kindle reader that you can give to yourself or to someone else that you can give for 99 cents or 97 cents. And so this is a labor of love, if you will, because what I want is everyone to really just know how extraordinary you all are, and how you have the gifts within you. You know, it's not that you have to be like a talented athlete or a musician or an artist or even, you know, an executive. But instead, it's really about honoring yourself and creating the best. And you can't do that with all the self-doubts and the second ways that you criticize yourself and wonder like what you said or what you did. You know, is that the right thing? Is that the best thing? And how are other people responding to you? And so I really wanted people to have real life experiences so that they could relate. So this is really a fun book because it not only tells my story of shame in more detail, but it also tells the story of so many other people, whether it's how do you start healing after an affair and how you can actually heal within 2 days of experiencing the after effects of an affair, or living with or being the person who's controlling, because there's actual self-esteem issues and fear and anxiety about yourself that's down below, or angry outbursts, or even addictions. And so there's a little something for everybody that's fun to kind of read the stories. And then at the very end are different steps for healing. And there's an activity guide that you can download as well. And so it gives you the step-by-steps for your own personal growth. And so I'm just so excited and honored to be able to have this. And I hope that all of you who are listening will jump on board and help me to get to bestseller list. And so I'd love to get your help today on it. And just am so excited to be able to do this. And what I wanted to let you know, Walt, is that your friend and mine, James Malinchek, is a top coach. And one of the things that he has always recommended was to have someone that's a coach to get you to your highest level. And so it's interesting. That's how that book came about, is I was actually in a meeting with James. And he said, you know, you've had so much experience. You've had over 30 years of experience as an individual and couples therapist and as a psychologist. And you've worked with so many different people. It's more than love and relationships. And so tell me about some of the cases that you've worked with. And so I started telling him about depression and anxiety and panic disorders and codependency issues and just choosing the wrong partners and not being emotionally healthy and not having the people to support you. And so then he said, you know, it would really be great to have a book to kind of showcase your talents. And so that's exactly what I did. And that's how this book was birthed. And so that's why I say it's really a labor of love, of really wanting people to benefit and to be the best that you can be so that you can claim the gifts within. Because when you do that, you're going to excel.
That is so powerful. And there's a couple takeaways there. Number one, as a speaker or a writer, you always can connect better with an audience through stories than just presenting theory. And I've actually bought your book yesterday. I cheated. I went online and got it and looked at it on my Kindle and started reading it this morning. And you share your stories, and some of it you mentioned at the beginning of the show, and you have the stories of others that I'm looking forward to reading. But we can relate to other people's stories, and if they can do it, then we can do it. If somebody just talks about a theory, it's really hard to connect and say that, oh yeah, I can do that, I can implement that theory. But then when you see that a person who's just like us has applied these principles and changed their life, then it makes it a whole lot easier. And that's one of the reasons I do this show. Hopefully by sharing my story, people will take steps to improve their lives. So,
well, and bravo to you, Walt, because you definitely are a shining example of that, of putting your story out there so that all the people could benefit. And you're absolutely right, because we remember stories, we emotionally connect. You know, so that it's not just about our minds, it's about our heart and our spirit connecting with each other and with ourselves. So thank you, by the way, for getting the book and, you know, starting to read that. But what's really neat about this book, believe it or not, is that it actually has like dialogues and thoughts that people have, so that you really get the inside scoop about, wow, that person is thinking and saying the same things that I feel, you know. And so it's just really great in terms of clarifying for you as to, you know, what are some of the pitfalls of how I end up discounting myself. And that's where I really want people to understand that one of the ways to really to have greatness is not to do the positive and the negative thinking. We get into this black and white, oh, you know, we got to be the rah, rah, rah cheerleader and we've got to always be positive. And that's not true, because we can't always be positive. There are times when we have great fears and anxiety and challenges that we're experiencing. But what we want to do during all those times of goodness and bad, trying times, is to really be loving, supportive, nurturing of ourselves. And so instead of the black and white of good or bad statements or thoughts that we give ourselves, I want everyone to really start hearing and looking for, are they being critical, demeaning? Are you being self-sabotaging of yourself? Or are you being supportive, nurturing, accepting, loving? And when you do that, that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, that is so powerful. And if I can just interject something I learned in improv, when one instructor I had was giving feedback, he didn't say that was a wrong choice. He said a higher percentage choice would be. And I think in life, instead of, when we do something or when we think away, like you're saying, instead of it's, well, that was wrong or that was right, it's somewhere in between. And a better choice might have been to do something else. And maybe the next time I can make a better choice. And it doesn't have to be the perfect choice, but if it's a little better and then the next choice is a little better, we can get to success without beating ourselves up for being wrong about a situation. What do you think about that?
I am so glad that you brought those examples to light, because that's exactly right. Because in fact, going back to the speaking and fear of speaking, one of the things that I want people to realize is that if I am using that nurturing, supportive self-talk, that one of the things that I can say is, hey, good for me. Hooray that I'm actually said yes to being on stage. That this is a big, big risk for me. And so the fact that I could do it, hey, that's just an accomplishment, just to like see what I can do and that it's a learning experience. And so that would be one where you're not having to give yourself positives, but it's really about really admiring yourself and patting yourself on the back, or even to be able to say, hey, I'm going to just try it out, just like what you said. I'm learning. And so I'm going to see, this is the first time that I've done this new material. And so this is going to be a test case. And so I'm really eager to find out what it is. And I'm going to learn. And I'm just going to take it moment by moment, see what works. And I'll be able to record this and really kind of break it down. But every time that I give a presentation, I'm feeling more and more comfortable. So anyway, thank you for that example that you gave, Walt. Perfect.
And to give an example of what you just said, the first time I did stand-up comedy, it was at the Hollywood Improv in front of 200 people. And, I knew I wasn't going to be like George Carlin or Jerry Seinfeld. But the fact that I got up there, and even though in the middle of my set my mind went blank, I was able to finish. I got laughs most of the time when I wanted to, or some of the time when I wanted to, and sometimes when I didn't necessarily intend there to be laughs, but I got laughs, which is the job of the comedian. And just the fact that I did it, there was value in that. And had I been in the mindset of, oh, I have to be perfect, then that event would have been a total failure for me. But as it was, I went from being petrified to walking off the stage on cloud nine because I did it. And that was a victory. It wasn't perfect, but it was an accomplishment. So
it was definitely a victory. Kudos to you, Walt. Hey, that's just really wonderful. I'm so proud of you that you've taken the chance and you've done it over and over and keep doing better and bigger things.
But yeah, that is just such an example. And thank you for that. And you know what? Let's go to our final break. This is Walt Grassel with Dr. Mimiko Odegaard on Stand Up and Speak Up on the Radio Star Worldwide Network. And we'll be right back.
Conquering your fears and living your dream. That's what this show is all about. It's Stand Up and Speak Up with Walt Grassel. And we'll be back with more after these on Radio Star Worldwide.
So have you been to the Horse and Cow yet? The Horse and Cow is a bar that caters to the submariner fleets and has been doing it for over 60 years. They've been in San Diego, San Francisco, Bremerton, and Guam. Today, they are famous for their burgers and hot wings and their signature drink, Nuke Waste.
On their show, they talk with the brewing houses and distillers, liquor distributors, and patrons of the Horse and Cow. Yes, the Horse and Cow has a reputation for being an off-the-hook bar for submariners. But everyone is welcome, so pull up a chair and join the fun. And if you can't make it to the Horse and Cow Live, listen every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern right here on Radio Star Worldwide. It's happy hour at the Horse and Cow.
Don Cromwell Live, an insightful, entertaining look into all aspects of the music industry. Join producer, songwriter, musician, and former Air Supply and Eddie Money bassist Don Cromwell as he brings you live performances and interviews with new artists, songwriters, and behind-the-scenes professionals, as well as a vast array of musical talents and personalities. Don Cromwell Live connects you with the artist. You'll never hear music the same way again. Host Don Cromwell brings you Don Cromwell Live, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Radio Star Worldwide and on demand 24/7. Produced by Star Worldwide Productions.
Welcome back to Stand Up and Speak Up with Walt Grassel, here on Radio Star Worldwide. The whole purpose of the show is to inspire you to face your fears, because when you do, you open a whole new world of incredible opportunities. And Walt Grassel should know. He took the first steps by joining Toastmasters in 2006. While still struggling, he slayed an even bigger fear and tried stand-up comedy. Now get ready to learn how you can face your fears and change your life. It's Stand Up and Speak Up. And here again is your host, Walt Grassel.
Welcome back to Stand Up and Speak Up. I am Walt Grassel, and I'm here today with Dr. Mimiko Odegaard. And this is the fastest hour of my week. The time just goes by so fast. Dr. Mimiko, I know you want to share some ideas, and since this is our last segment, you have another couple of key ideas you want to share with our listeners before we run out of time?
Yes, I'd love to share some ideas. And one of those that's really important that where we left off was that art of what I call conscious loving. And that conscious loving is to be in the moment so that it's moment-to-moment awareness about what you think and what you say to yourself. And it's that awareness without judgment. And what that means is that whenever you are being critical or judgmental, not only of yourself or someone else, you are not in that conscious loving, but instead you're in a critical mode. And so it's really important to begin to look at that. And one way is to imagine that we have this magical, powerful camera within our brains. And for whatever situation that we're in, like we're talking about the ways that we can look at the way you look at yourself and the way you feel on stage and the way you connect with your audience, then the ways that you do interpret those perceptions have everything to do with the way you feel and the actions that follow. So it's really important to start right there at the very beginning with developing that art of conscious awareness. So that's one of the things that I wanted to point out. And two, the other thing is that, you know, when I work with people, I've worked with thousands of individuals and couples. And what I want you to know is that it doesn't take forever and ever to get results. But instead, you can get dramatic transformations and results in hours and days and weeks, you know, rather than months and years. And so, you know, I want you to know that you can make those changes. I want you to be that MVP that you have within you, because you have a gift that you want to share within yourself, to those you love, and to all of those around you. You have the ability to impact people. And so that's why this whole getting back to this conscious loving is so important, because you have that power to impart gifts of love and encouragement to everyone whose lives you touch, whether it's in person or whether it's like being on this show with you, Walt. And by the way, you touched me with your stories, and when you were talking about, you know, the way you were just exuberant at doing your stand-up routine, you know, I found myself just listening and looking at your picture and just smiling. And so, you know, that's the impact that we have, the connection that we have with each other.
Wow, It's until you've experienced it, it's really hard to understand. And once you experience it, it changes your mindset almost instantaneously, and you go from a position of being afraid to share to enjoying sharing because you realize how it impacts people. And then the more that you're in the moment and not afraid, but you're excited about sharing your story, that excitement is infectious, and then you have an even bigger impact. So that is so powerful. I love what you've been teaching here today. We have about probably 5 minutes left in the show, and I do want to take some time for you to let people know how they can work with you and get in touch with you. And so please take a few minutes to let people know, and then we'll have a final thought or two.
Okay, fabulous. You can get in touch with me by going onto my website, and that's Dr. Mamiko, which is MAMIKO. So Mary, Apple, Mary, India, King, and then you are going to do great. So anyway, it's drmamiko.com, and you'll find a lot of different articles and information there that you'll find, as well as services. And there are a lot of different tips that you can get if you opt in. And so that's one way to be connected with me, is to opt in, and you'll get like a sampler of my best-selling book, Daily Affirmations for Love, which was really given as an anniversary gift and as a tribute to my husband of over 43 years, if you can believe it. So we're passionate in love with each other. And you also learn in terms of what are the things that you can do that would create the optimal performance for you in every area of your life. And so there are gifts that you can get, plus, you know, you'll have access to me in terms of being able to get a complimentary coaching session. So let me know the times that you would like, and you can go ahead and email me at success@drmamiko.com. So how easy is that in terms of getting you in the right direction to being successful? And if you order the book, like I say, the Overcoming Self-Sabotage, How to Jumpstart Your Love, Your Happiness, and Financial Success, all the things that we want in life, then you'll have the template for making the best of what you have and how you're going to maximize it for your optimal performance.
That is fantastic information. And I've opted in, and one of the things you provide is a checklist for optimal life performance. And going down that list, there's a lot of powerful things that I see that I'm doing, and explains why I'm pretty happy with the way my life is. But there's also a few areas that I can focus on and improve on. So can you take about a minute or a minute and a half to give us a final thought, Dr. Mamiko? I really appreciate you being here today.
Well, thank you for having me. And I love being here, for sure. And the final thought that I want to leave with you is that I want to leave you with so much hope and so much grace, and to know that your future is going to get better and better, no matter what state that you're in, that it's really about hope. And it's not just giving you hope, but it's also about providing an actual blueprint so that you know exactly the ways that you can get to the different levels of your greatness. And so, you know, when you and I connect with each other, then I want you to really experience that greatness, and I hope that we have the opportunity to personally connect. And I wish you all well in your journey toward your own greatness and the gifts that you have within. And the thing that I want you to keep in mind is to act on love. And what that means is to show yourself love, and love to all those around you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mamiko, again. I look forward to seeing you soon when our paths will cross, and definitely staying in touch. Maybe we can work together down the road. I think that would be very powerful, because, what you teach and your knowledge, and with my experience, there's so much synergy. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to work with you. It'll be so much fun and energizing.
Awesome. Michael, thank you for producing the show. This is Walt Grassel, and you've been listening to Stand Up and Speak Up on the Radio Star Worldwide Network. And remember, conquer your fears and live your dreams.
Thank you for being part of Stand Up and Speak Up with your host, Walt Grassel, here on Radio Star Worldwide. Each week on Stand Up and Speak Up, you'll hear stories of real people who have faced their fears and are now living their dreams. You'll also learn how small steps can lead to big successes. Walt went from being terrified of public speaking to really enjoying it, and even performing in improv and sketch comedy shows. All because he took the hardest step, that first step, to conquer his fears. Tune in each week to find out how you can. For more on Walt and his show, check out waltgrassel.com. That's GRASSL.com. Then join us again next week for more Stand Up and Speak Up with your host, Walt Grassel. Thursday afternoons at 1 p.m. Central, here on Radio Star Worldwide.